Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live Mysterious Wand. This file plays in a mysterious faraway land, either in space or in time, and it begins in a forest. Forests are often already places full of magic, with life streaming around everywhere. If you could see all the magic that happens in a single tree and the many different lives that are lived all around you, you'd be amazed. But for now, let's focus on the path in front of you. The forest is cold. There is snow here and there on the path, and some of it has even managed to fall between the trees. It is winter, and some of the wind has this chilly feel to it, slightly biting. But at the same time, it feels very nice, quiet, and fresh. The forest is quite large, and you have been traveling for a while. Close your eyes and imagine how your footsteps would sound on the path, the crunching of snow beneath your feet, the feeling of little wisps of snow drifting from the leaves above and sometimes even touching your face. The gentle sound of rustling leaves, all muted by the landscape. The fluffy white cover that is visible everywhere allows the sounds to dissipate so easily. And every step brings you deeper into the forest. The path before you easily seen, as the trees themselves have parted as well, almost as if they don't dare to grow on the path, although probably it's a mixture of both. The path was moved over time, as trees grew and people just avoided them. At the same time, the many footsteps of those before you allowed this path to be well worn and direct you to where you need to go. You had been told of a castle deep in the woods. A castle where there might be treasure. Who knows what you'll find? Even if you didn't find anything special, the walk alone was more than worth it. It was wonderful to walk outside with this weather, the cool blue sky high above, the sun shining down on the glittering snow. And now, finally, between the trees, you spotted a tower. And as you continued moving in that direction, you also started noticing the walls. Also, the really strange shapes of the castle in front of you. It almost looks like the decoration were a bit strange, but also familiar, as if someone had heard of certain Gothic styles that were supposed to adorn castles, but at the same time wasn't entirely sure what they were supposed to be. The stones of the castle were well worn. By the time your crunchy footsteps got closer to the walls, you could tell that some plants had begun to grow alongside them. The stones themselves were covered with plenty of moss, and they looked smoothened by rain and many years. The door, however, looked strong. An old wooden door welcomed you with considerable weight. Attempting to push it open wasn't that easy, and you really had to put your shoulder in it for the door to creak open slowly. Inside the castle, it was also cold and quiet, but very dry. The door had probably not opened for quite a while. At the same time, it looked clean in here. Did anyone live here? Did they just not go out? The hallway wasn't that special. Then again, it was still a castle. There were many ways to go. Stairs up, doors, and even just corridors to follow. It was important to find whatever this place had to offer. So you begin to search. Room after room, most of them filled with no more than some boring furniture. Each step in the castle echoed as the bottom of your shoes hit the bare stone. Most of the doors were all right to open, although they too provided firm, loud creaks that echoed within those empty halls. Besides the most basic of furniture made of wood, there was almost nothing to be found. And it really did look like the castle had been abandoned. But why was it so clean? At one point, you were wondering if maybe you should just give up and return home. However, there was something strange going on here. You were certain that this wall should not be here. The castle wasn't so big that it was difficult to map it out in your mind. And you were certain that the corridor should continue a lot further. Then again, maybe there was a way around it. Or maybe there was a secret entrance. Just to pass the time, not really expecting much, you began to investigate the wall more thoroughly. It had some of those nice old holders for torches or candles, and one of them could move. It was heavy, but after you pulled on it, there was a satisfying click, and the wall also clicked. It didn't move on its own, but now you could push it, and it turned back to open indeed into a further corridor. Beyond it, there was light. Simple candlelight, showing much more color than in any of the other rooms. There were some deep reds and deep greens as well, as some lighter colors. Books of different kinds stacked on shelves, and some brass and copper, well, you weren't really sure what they were. Maybe for drinking from, or perhaps they were used in some kind of complicated experiment. As you looked around, you also saw that there was one shelf that didn't have any books, but it had something else. It was a long, almost stick-like thing, very elaborately adorned. It looked different somehow. While the rest here all looked incredibly old, this wand looked brand new, as if it was just made, finished by some very experienced master wood carver and who knows what else. I'm sure that you had been taught that messing with any kind of magical items was probably a bad idea, but it looked so interesting, intriguing almost. Very carefully, you reached out to the wand. And as your fingers clenched around it, there was almost a strange tingling feeling running all the way up your arm and through the rest of your body. I wonder what could happen. There was a strange feeling of power, of energy surging through the room and through your mind. You weren't really sure what was going to happen or wanting to happen, but as you moved your hand holding the wand around, there was this strange distortion in the air, almost like glittering or something trailing your every move. Something inside of you almost told you to move it in a certain way to draw patterns in the air. And then suddenly you were somewhere else. You remembered this room. You had seen it just minutes before. It was another part of the castle. There had been no noise, no flash, just a blink, and you were somewhere else. But this was exciting. If this wand could allow you to just teleport around, that would be amazing. So without even thinking, you immediately willed more into the wand and you wanted it to move you somewhere, and with another strange bit of drawing in the air, you suddenly spread your wings and flew out of the window. All of this happened purely on instincts. By reflex, you just moved completely automatically, and suddenly you found yourself flying high over the forest. The sun was slowly setting, and yet you could find yourself seeing everything perfectly. It was as if you could just zoom in wherever you looked. You dive down, just on a hunch, and you saw a branch that could easily hold you. It was still fairly close to the castle. As you looked around, barely noticing that you hadn't even tried to turn your body, you found something scurrying on the ground. Again, there was a strange moment of realization of something happening, an exchange of energy perhaps, or just you suddenly saw the brown leaves that had been hiding beneath the snow very up close. You looked up, and there in a tree you could see an owl, and part of your body realized that you were not supposed to be here. You rapidly scurried along the ground towards the only place you know would be really safe. There was a place not far from here with stone and wood where owls couldn't really navigate. So burrowing yourself through the snow, zigzagging along the ground where strange footsteps had been formed somehow a while ago, the pale light of the setting sun lighting your path only barely, but you knew the way. Your whiskers felt the icy sting of the snow, and they could almost feel the shape above trying to lift off and hunt for you. But you knew where you were and where you wanted to go. You scurried underneath the door, and as soon as you got inside, you suddenly looked at your hand again, holding the wand still in the room you had been teleported to. And then, as you blinked, as your hand moved again, there was this strange sensation, a sort of glassy glow going through your fingers, as if you became completely transparent, while the staff itself appeared to still be there. Your hand holding it had almost completely faded away, first becoming like glass, transparent and visible, but then even that faded away into a weird nothingness. Immediately you attempted to look at your other hand, finding it not there, but it was easy to move your arms and hands and feel your face or your chest. You were still there, just unseen. I wonder what kind of expression you'd have on your face as you realize that you became invisible, wielding a wand of mysterious power. Who knows what else you could turn into or become or watch? You wanted to turn around and go somewhere, but your body didn't move. It was almost as if you were rooted in place. You were invisible, but somehow, some reason was making it difficult to step away. You also noticed it was actually quite strange to attempt to walk without being able to notice your own legs. Another nice part is that you no longer felt cold. While you were invisible, it was almost like you were wrapped in a neutral, comfy warmth. However, could it last? Would it be possible to become visible again? You did your best to will yourself, and you could feel a wonderful light feeling surging through you as your hands slowly returned to visibility. And as you looked down, you were happy to see that your legs were there as well, although they were no longer connected to the floor. Without realizing, you had begun to float, and the ceiling was getting very, very close. When you reached up with one hand, you could easily touch it, but when you pressed against it, you pushed yourself away again, floating down almost as if you were a balloon. It was kind of a nice, floaty, light feeling, drifting through the room. It would be nice to make yourself small and just enjoy this kind of bouncy lightness. Well, when you were closer to the ground, you moved the wand again, and you did your best to think heavy thoughts, very nice singing thoughts, really wonderful singing, melting thoughts, as your body began to go so close to the ground, all the way down, melting down into a puddle that was so comfortable, so simple and shapeless. It felt nice to not need to have a shape, to just be laying there as a small pool of water, sinking. And as you try to look and turn around, you slowly realized that you could scurry along the floor easily. You weren't sure if you were a moving pool of water or if something else had happened. When you looked around, you saw little lizard feet. And it was you, scurrying along the floor towards the window. The window, of course, was so much higher than you could ever dare to jump when you were this small. But somehow your hands easily stuck to the stone, and you could climb up as if it was no effort at all, simply walking along the wall and moving up to the window. It felt so natural to just follow these instincts and look at the setting sun. Here, in the windowsill, it was a bit cold, so you wished that you were warmer somehow, maybe some nice white fur, and long ears, and a comfy, cute little nose curled up in a small ball of fluff. Yes, that would be lovely. Just sit here staring at the setting sun as a small bunny. It felt incredibly calming. So much so, in fact, that I wouldn't be surprised at all if you drifted to sleep right there where you were. Whatever shape you were in, or mindset that you could be. It was so comfortable to explore these things, even for a moment, that it was so nice to drift away. And when you awakened in the castle, the wand was no longer in your hand. And as you went around, you couldn't find the corridor with the secret wall that you had found before. But it was getting late. You needed to leave. Maybe it was all a dream, or maybe not. You definitely felt as if you could see the world a lot easier right now, with more awareness of each and every color and shape and smell and sound Everything just felt so vibrant. Pulling the old creaking door closed behind you felt like the end of a story, a dream. And your crunching footsteps as you slowly returned to where you were filled with memories. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And nine, ten, wake. And welcome back.